President John Mahama has challenged the country's youth to take advantage of the fleeting opportunities to establish their own businesses. He said the dynamics in the world of work makes it prudent for them to imbibe the tenets of entrepreneurship, which is just becoming a catalyst in reducing unemployment. President Mahama threw the challenge when he delivered a lecture at the University of Cape Coast as part of his Accounting to the People tour of the Central Region. The over 1 hour lecture was themed Rising Opportunities, Entrepreneurship and a Changing Ghana. President Mahama touted government's prudent management of the economy, which has put it on a sound footing.
Prudent economic measures have seen a consistent reduction of deficit to GDP from almost 12% in 2012 to 6.9% in 2015. And this is expected to decline further this year to 5.3%. Inflation is slowing, the local currency, our DSCD, is stabilizing, and the growth of public debt decelerating due to a new public debt management strategy. Probably most significant is that for the first time in Ghana's history, government is living within its means by paying all its expenditures from its own revenue. And that is because this year we are implementing 0% central bank financing of the budget. What this means is that government is financing its budget from its own revenue. Adjustment has required many bold decisions and significant sacrifices by the Ghanaian people. And I'm proud of the many ordinary Ghanaians who can see the society of prosperity we're trying to build by the sacrifices that we are making. Many a time I've been torn between implementing a new policy to move us onto a higher dimensional plane, carrying with it the risk of unpopularity, or managing a situation to prevent courting the displeasure of my people. In all these moments, the question I've asked myself, what is the alternative? Will the decision inure to the benefits of present and future Ghanaians? And if the answer is yes, I have gone ahead and implemented the decision. Populist decision-making to gain one fame is the easiest thing to do. But ultimately, the effect would catch up with you or be passed on to a future government. Today, the steps we have taken together are leading to predictions of brighter future prospects from 2017 and beyond, as contained in the Economic Intelligence Unit and the World Bank reports. Posterity is always the ultimate judge.
President Mahama mentioned some interventions in the agriculture, manufacturing and service sectors that have led to the creation of a number of jobs. He said government intends to create more avenues to expand their portfolios.
In order to sustain growth and remain glued to the agenda to transform the structure of the economy, targeted interventions in agriculture, the service and manufacturing sectors are ongoing. A few examples, either of ongoing or just about to commence projects, to emphasize my point will suffice. We're deepening efforts in the project to achieve the production of 20 million broilers to reduce the importation of poultry products by 40% by the end of this year. This will save the economy about $150 million per annum in poultry exports. This project was launched in July 2014. A total of 650,000 birds were raised, processed, and sold by 2015. And this has created 8,150 direct and indirect jobs for poultry farmers. A similar project in rice production has succeeded in cutting down our rice imports from $392.3 million in 2013 to $215.23 million in 2014. Direct support to local pharmaceutical entities to the tune of 51 million Ghana cedis is also expected to reduce our pharmaceutical imports. The Kumasi Shoe Factory is already employing about 200 people, and it is producing footwear for pupils of our Big Six schools and for security services. The Savannah Cement Factory at Bwipe has employed 2,000 young people to work at the factory. The Ghana Free Zones Board has employed 16,372 people between 2013 and 2015. Diversified exports in oil palm, coffee, cashew, shea nuts, shrimp, and fish aquaculture, textiles and garments, and light industry are all additional strategies for increasing export earnings.